The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a sh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name. Read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
All right, welcome everyone to the Hank Haney Podcast. I'm recording today live on nofilter.net. You can find the Hank Haney Podcast anywhere you get your podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple. And you can also find it now on YouTube TV. So the Hank Haney Podcast on YouTube TV as well. Today's podcast is brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. That is my website, and that's where you can go to find out information about getting golf lessons from me at The Golf Practice in Highland Park, Illinois, and occasionally in Scottsdale, Arizona as well. Okay, today's topic on the Hank Haney Podcast is the Players Championship. I watched the Players Championship, and I have to be honest with you. I have not watched a ton of golf. I've not watched as much golf as I usually watch. And I don't know what I'm going to blame that on this year, other than the fact that I think, like a lot of golfers, I have had the fatigue of all the golf talk, and none of it's really focused on the playing of the tournaments. I'm not really worried about this legacy stuff and how big the tournament is. But to me, it's more about who's playing. I want to know players that are playing. I want to know their games. I want to know their stories. I want to know a little bit about their history. I want to see some stars play. Now, there's not a lot of stars. I've talked about this before. This is one of the problems. And my friend Lord Matt sent me a text the other day, and he said, you know, one of the problems, and this is, I've pointed this out too, is that without a transcendent star, without a Michael Jordan, a Pele, a Tiger Woods, a Muhammad Ali, you're not going to get the non-golf fans either attending tournaments or tuning in to watch tournaments. That's what Tiger did to the game. Tiger Woods grew the game of golf, not so much on the participation level. But he grew the game of golf on the viewership level and in turn grew the PGA Tour because of all the television ratings and the television contracts and now the purses got bigger. And then all of a sudden LIV came along and boom, you know, next thing you know, things have just exploded. And by the way, LIV came along at just the right time because when Tiger was dominating, I mean, he was absolutely dominating the game, winning close to 50% of his tournaments and dominating the game and bringing in all this audience. He was the only one that really mattered, to be honest with you. He had competition, you know, Vijay Singh, Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson. He had all this competition. But what really was moving the needle was Tiger Woods. And you know, it's still that way. I mean, you know, now all of a sudden the needle doesn't move because Tiger's not out there playing. But if LIV came along when Tiger was dominating and they didn't get Tiger Woods to sign, then what did they have? They could get everybody that couldn't beat Tiger Woods. Well, now there isn't a Tiger Woods. So now, to be honest with you, I mean, LIV has a lot of good personalities. They're all kind of the same, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, you could take everybody they got and put them back on the PGA Tour and take everybody they didn't get and put them over on LIV, and it'd still be the same situation. You know, you'd have a lot of great players and a lot of players that people know and a lot of players that people have heard about, you know, Scottie Scheffler, Jordan Spieth, you know, I mean, Xander Schauffele, Patrick Cantlay, Rory McIlroy. I mean, by the way, a couple of those guys haven't won major championships, and Rory McIlroy, the biggest name, hasn't won a major championship since 2014. Matter of fact, you know, that kind of makes you think he'd be a perfect fit for the LIV. Guys that you've heard of, guys with big names, guys that have won major championships, and, you know, maybe are a little towards the backside of the curve, which I don't mind. I don't mind a player. I want to watch a player. I want to watch a player that's won major championships, who I know who they are. I know their game. I know them more as a person because I've heard the stories about them. And I want to watch them play golf. That's who I want to watch. The up-and-comer, people ask me all the time, who's this up-and-comer? Who's the next up-and-comer? I'm like, no one. You're not up and coming. I mean, you either are there or you're not. If you're the up and comer, I'm not sure who the up and comer is. I mean, they keep talking about the up and comer, the kid that won the amateur, won the tournament from, you know, University of Alabama. He wins the American Express. Dunlop, you know, he's the up and comer. And then, you know, he turns pro and now he's just getting started. You know, great that he won a tournament as an amateur, but is he the up-and-comer? Is this Ludwig the up-and-comer? You know, who's the up-and-comer? And the answer to that is they're all up-and-comers. And there's no new Tiger Woods out there, and there's no the next Tiger Woods out there. And the up-and-comer might be somebody that comes on and he wins a tournament. And now all of a sudden he's the up-and-comer. But there's four tournaments that really matter. And there's four tournaments that you can build your reputation on. And by the way, the Players' Championship is not one of them. I was listening to Scottie Scheffler after winning the tournament. He says it's hard enough to win one Players, let alone two back-to-back. First player to win back-to-back majors, or it's not a major, it's the fifth major, which makes it not a major. And it will never be a major. And it has never been further from being a major than it was this year because they're missing so many of the LIV players. And they did have a great leaderboard. I mean, you know, you had, you know, Scheffler up there, and you had Wyndham Clark, and you had, you know, Schauffele, and you know, the top 10 was good. I mean, at top 15, you had a nice leaderboard. I mean, that's about as good as you get, and the ratings were still down. You know, not as much as they have been maybe the rest of the year, because you had a good leaderboard. But it's still not the same. I mean, you can't take half your talent away, a third of your talent away, a quarter of your talent, however you want to slice it. I mean, I'll tell you what, one thing that drives me crazy in this whole deal is when I hear the announcers, TV, radio, and they tell me what this guy's world ranking is. That's the most bogus ranking system that there is on anything. forget about just golf, on anything. It's the most bogus rank. So when they keep telling me, oh, this is a great field, and we got this player here, and we got this player here, and this player's ranked this, and this player's ranked that, I'll believe one ranking. Scottie Scheffler's the best player in the world. He won back-to-back players. He's won back-to-back tournaments. Go down the World Golf Ranking list, and none of it is correct except for the number one spot. It's a one-spot rating, and they're fortunate that they have some credibility. They don't have much. They got an inkling of credibility, like the smallest credibility you could have. I mean, I don't know how you could have a smaller credibility than they have, but you do have a little bit of credibility because the number one player on your ranking, your World Golf ranking, is the number one player, and that's Scottie Scheffler. So he wins the Players' Championship. And first time in 50 years, somebody's gone back to back. And of course, they're not going to mention, and they, you know, and I don't blame them. I mean, why would they? But they're not going to mention that. Yeah, he won back to back. It's not how it used to be. You got to put an asterisk there. Like I'm not necessarily big into asterisks, but you got to put an asterisk. There's an asterisk on any tournament you win on the PGA Tour that's not a major. And you know what? They're toying with having asterisks on majors too. They're not there yet, but they're almost there. Like if they don't let some of these LIV guys into the majors, then they're going to have they're not 100% of the way there, but they're teetering on asterisks in major championships too. They're teetering. They're on the teeter. Okay, they're like on the fence. And they could go either way, but they got to figure out a way in these majors to let these guys in. It's not going to be in the World Golf Rankings. We know that. But they got to have another way to do it. And, but the Players' Championship, they're not even teetering. That's like an asterisk for sure. Not even close. That's just it's an asterisk. But Scheffler wins. I get more questions on Scottie Scheffler and texts from people on Scottie. Like, they're like, how does he do it? How does he hit the ball so good? How is he number one in this and number one in that? And you know what? He was number one off the, I'm looking at statistics, number one off the tee, number seven in approach shots to the green, 37th in putting, shoots 27 under, 37th in putting. Usually my formula is number one in ball striking or top 10 and top 10 in putting for the week, and you win. Probably 80% of the tournaments that are won on the PGA Tour, top 10 ball striking, top 10 putting, and that's a winner-winner chicken dinner, okay? If you stay away from penalty shots and three putts and two chips. Remember my three keys to better golf, eliminating penalty shots, two chips, and three putts. So Scheffler wins, finishing 37th in putting. You can do that sometimes on golf courses where it's a very difficult golf course, and maybe the winning score is 10, 12, 14 under par. You maybe don't have to make as many putts. If you ball strike it tremendously, you can win the tournament. But to shoot 20 under par and finish 37th in putting and win the tournament, that is striking your ball. And I think about his swing, and he falls all over the place, which I'm kind of a fan of him falling all over the place because for years, forever really, I have thought that one of the most overrated things in viewing a golf swing, like people view a golf swing and they go, he's got great balance. Like people would say, he's got great, what great balance? And I thought, he's a professional athlete. Of course he's got great balance. But then I also thought, you know, there's other guys that kind of fall all over the place, you know, a little bit. Like I always use the example of Gary Player. Gary Player was like off balance on like every shot he ever hit. Now he's off balance moving toward the target, but he was off balance on pretty much every shot he ever hit, all the way straight to being one of the greatest golfers of all time, straight to the Hall of Fame, straight to winning all four majors. Balance is I guess when you don't fall over. And one of the things that will help you get balance is if you don't swing too fast and you don't swing too hard, you'll be able to stay on balance. And as we all know now, if you don't swing fast you're not playing on the PGA Tour, and you're not going to be a dominant player in the PGA Tour. And then all of a sudden, everybody starts falling all over the place. Bubba Watson was one of the first guys to do it, fell all over the place, and, you know, wins two Masters. And it goes to show you that balance is so incredibly overrated. Let me tell you what's not overrated. What's not overrated is what Scottie Scheffler does so well. He has tremendous club face control. He controls the club face. Like it's unbelievable how square he can get that club face through the golf ball. And I have students I teach. As a matter of fact, I have a junior golfer I teach that's got a nice swing. And I look at his swing and I think, you know, I'm watching on the Foresight monitor or the TrackMan monitor, and you know, one time the face is square at impact, the next time the face is 4 degrees open, the next time the face is 6 degrees closed, the next time the face is 5 degrees open, the next time the face is 2 degrees closed. And I'm like, you know, but the path is pretty good every time. You know, it's not varying by much. You know, the path is within 2 or 3 degrees every time of straight or to the right or to the left, but the club face is all over the place. And I think, you know what, he needs to learn better club face control. That is what Scottie Scheffler does so good. He is in, and the launch monitors have brought this so much to the forefront, is that you can do this on the takeaway, you can do that on the takeaway, you can, top of the swing can look like this, top of the swing can look like that. But what really matters? What really matters is when the club impacts the ball. The angle the club's coming down, the angle the club face is pointed, is it to the right of the target, at the target, to the left of the target? And how does it coordinate with the path of the swing? Is the face square to the path of the swing, or is it open or closed to the path of the swing? And does it match up to give you a great golf shot? And that's what Scottie Scheffler does so well. It's not the easiest thing to teach. It's not impossible to teach. But it, you know, you have to be able to square up and get your hands in the right place, in the same place, like time after time after time after time, even when things are a little off. And it's crazy because, like, sometimes Scottie Scheffler will be on pretty good balance and he'll have the face square. And other times he'll be falling all over the place and he'll still have the face square. He's great at controlling the club face. A matter of fact, greater than maybe anybody ever, because he doesn't have the most picture perfect swing. I think his swing's better than maybe people give it credit for, but he doesn't have the most picture perfect swing. But what he does have is he has incredible club face control. And that's really, really what matters. So that's my answer to Scottie Scheffler. Why is he so great? And he has a tremendous attitude. You can't, you know, as bad as he's been putting in the last year, and it's gotten to him a little bit, but minimally it's gotten to him. He controls his emotions great. He's got a great attitude about life and golf and just, you know, everything in general. And I think that helps his game. And he's not scared, you know, and he's been there now enough times. And when you do it at the Masters, then you can do it anywhere. Just remember that. When they get it done at the Masters, they can do it anywhere. There is pressure at every tournament player's playing. There is pressure at major tournaments that is greater than at a regular tournament. And why is that? Because at major tournaments, when you win a major tournament, now you win more money. And when you win a major tournament, it sets you up for a future that is brighter than the one you had before you didn't win a major. And just remember, it's about the money. Oh, it's about the legacy. But the legacy leads to money. And that creates pressure. They know that if I can win this tournament, this is going to set me up. This is going to be a big deal. And of the majors, the one that has the most notoriety and the one that leads to the best future financially is the Masters, and legacy-wise as well. So if you can win the Masters, that is the one you want to win. So in turn, that means, and it's also the most watched tournament, that factor as well makes it that the Masters has the most amount of pressure. And if you can win the Masters, then you have proven you can handle the utmost pressure that is offered on the PGA Tour. And Scottie Scheffler's done that. You know, I mean, a lot of the greats have done that. And some of the greats haven't done that. And some of the greats haven't been able to handle that, you know. And we know who some of them are. Doesn't mean that they can't. Doesn't mean that they couldn't. Greg Norman was plenty good enough to handle the Masters. But, you know, he didn't. Rory McIlroy is plenty good enough to handle the Masters, but he hasn't. Maybe this will be the year. Who knows? But when you do that, and you do it like kind of early on in your winning, like what Scottie Scheffler did, that just unlocked everything for him. And now it's like, you know, the players, the legacy, winning back-to-back players. I won the Masters. And then I won the Players too, and now it just, you know, it's like the rich get richer and it gets easier and easier and easier. And that was a nice tournament, the Players, but you know, drama. I heard people talk about like this was the greatest, you know, this was so great, the drama. I must have missed that, you know. I mean, I watched it all, I didn't see it, you know. I mean, I watched Scottie Scheffler win the tournament. He hit a good, great drive on 16. Had a chance to hit his second shot in there with an iron and missed the green into the bunker. He didn't stuff it in there 10 feet and make eagle. He hit it in a bunker. Hit a great sand shot. Tremendous sand shot. Not a hard sand shot, but hit a great one anyways. Great one up there. You know, gimme, tap in. 17, great drama. Hit a conservative wedge, not a four iron, a wedge. Hit a conservative wedge into the middle of the green. Hit a great lag putt, tremendous. Now, if you think drama is watching lag putts, then yeah, that was a lot of drama. That was a great drama. And then 18, he hits a good drive, and that was nice. Hits a really conservative iron. He's got a one-shot lead. You're not going to take it right at the pin. You're going to take it to the right of the pin. You're going to try to make it from 10 feet. You know, he thought he hit it perfect. He thought it would kick a little bit to the left and he'd have a 10-footer. It didn't kick to the left. He had a 15-footer or 18-footer or whatever he had. And he, you know, hit a good putt and he missed it. You got Schauffele. On 17, he hits a good, great, really good shot, but he misses the putt. Wyndham Clark, he's two shots down. He hits a great shot on 17. He makes a putt. Okay. Now you got the drama on 18. You got the two guys down by one. Scheffler's warming up on the range. You got the drama. Here's the drama. Schauffele misses the fairway. Hits a, you know, didn't look like a bad drive, but runs it through the fairway. Okay, that pretty much takes him out of it. He not birdieing from there. Hits it on the back of the green. Pretty much no chance. You know, 60-footer double break. He ain't gonna make that. And then you got the Wyndham Clark going for the tie, and he hits it on there. And that's not a great second. I mean, a great good tee shot. It's an iron off the tee. Drama, iron off the tee, and hits it down there good. And you know, the game's changed a lot. And you can hit iron off the tee there and hit a short iron in. That is the game changing. I guess that's why they're rolling the ball back. It's not going to make any difference. They're still going to hit iron off the tee in a year or two, and then they're still going to hit a short iron in there. And then he hits it in there, and he hits a really good putt. And it goes halfway down, and then it doesn't. There's your drama. It wasn't to win. It was to tie. And if we'd have gone into the playoff, then you'd have had some real drama. I don't know, a little back and forth, you know, to me is kind of drama. You know, a playoff is drama. This guy's leading. He makes a bogey. He makes a double. This guy makes an eagle. This guy finishes eagle, par, birdie. This guy finishes, you know, eagle, birdie, birdie. comes from two back. The other guy finishes birdie 16, birdie 18. And the other guy finishes, eagle, birdie, birdie, or, eagle, par, birdie. And I'm not sure about, what I just described as being drama. I'm not trying to be cynical. It's just that, like when I listen to some people's like description of what's actually happening, this doesn't match necessarily what I'm seeing. But I did enjoy watching the tournament. And that Brian Harman played great. He's the other one that played good. He had a chance too. But he hit hit it in the rough on 18, and that kind of took him out of it as well. And then, he didn't really give himself much of a putt. But nice leaderboard, familiar golf course. A golf course that typically has drama, though you didn't have much on 17. They put the tee so far up. These guys are hitting wedges on that hole. That's not a lot. No wind on 17, and you got a wedge in your hand. I'm not sure if that's drama.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Nevertheless, a good win, a good tournament, and it just shows you how pale in comparison the other tournaments have been so far this year on the PGA Tour. It has not been great. It's not been great. But the good news is the Masters is on the horizon, and that is always good. It'll be good this year. It'll be great this year. I mean, there's a chance for it to be great, but we know it'll be really good. Because it's never bad, and I love it. I can't wait. All right, that's the Hank Haney podcast for today. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts, so you can and find me on YouTube TV, Hank Haney podcast, NoFilter.net. A lot of great programming on nofilter.net, so you can find me there as well. And we will talk to everybody soon on the Hank Haney podcast. Hope everybody has a great day.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. so it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear, so before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.